All right. So now, folks, I'd like to start off the afternoon by taking notice of the fact that the new 2035 comprehensive plan went into effect today at 1 p.m. So congratulations and thanks to everybody here who worked so hard on that. That's Portlanders obviously care a lot about land use, so this is a important moment. The council is often in a position of making difficult choices on development issues. For a while now, we've been making those choices based on the policy framework adopted originally in 1980. While in many ways the 1980 plan was innovative and forward-thinking, it didn't address many of the pressing issues we have today in 2018. I appreciate the very hard work and thoughtful conversations and deliberations of my colleagues and previous councils that have spent a lot of time developing this new plan over a period of a number of years. It really reflects the best thinking of many community leaders, who are here in this room today, and the input of thousands of Portlanders. Joe Zender, would you like to go ahead and remind us of this afternoon's sequence, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Good afternoon, everyone. This afternoon is a big milestone, like the mayor just said. We've been working on this comprehensive plan for the last 5 years and longer in the case of the Central City Plan. And the we in this case includes city staff and hundreds of others, community members, organizations, businesses, advocates, and others. So today we're taking the final steps to implement the new plan and getting one step closer to finishing the Central City 2035 plan. These plans lay the groundwork for some bold changes in the years to come. Physical changes to the city, better opportunities and outcomes for Portland residents, changes in the way that we do this work, and changes that embody our commitment that was expressed in the Portland plan to advance equity. So this afternoon, we're going to finalize some actions that implement the new comprehensive plan. These are going to be the first folks to take with using this new plan as of 1 o'clock as the legal basis for our decisions about growth and development. So the three items are first. We're going to hear from Portland Bureau of Transportation and take the final votes on the new transportation system plan. Second, we will take final votes on the code reconciliation and the map refinement projects. Those two projects in particular are full of details we had to cover to have a smooth transition to the new codes. And both of those are emergency ordinances set to take effect immediately since the Bureau of Development Services will be taking in permits under the new plan and the new code tomorrow. Finally, there'll be a series of votes on the Central City 2035 plan, and they set up these votes, adopt the plan as amended, and set up second reader for that plan on June 6th. So thank you for your leadership and your perseverance through all of it that took to get here. And with that, I'll turn it back to the mayor.
Very good. Carla, could you please read the first two TSP items? And after that, Commissioner Saltzman will introduce them. If you could read 521 and 522, please.
Yes, 521, amend the transportation system plan consistent with the 2035 comprehensive plan and in compliance with the regional transportation plan, amend River District Master Street Plan, add policies for automated vehicles, adopt findings of compliance, adopt corrections, amend transportation and parking demand management code to clarify requirements, and 522, amend the transportation system plan to update introduction, modal plans, implementation strategies, and glossary.
Very good. I'll turn this over to Commissioner Saltzman, and then after that, we will be taking a vote on both 521 and 522 separately. Commissioner Saltzman, we'll
gladly turn this over to Courtney Duke.
Okay, who can thank you.
So speak eloquently on this.
Thanks. This is Courtney Duke from the Bureau of Transportation. Thank you, commissioners and council. Just a quick reminder, Joe went through it pretty well, but this is the third and final stage of the TSP update. Stages one and two were components of the comprehensive plan and were updated as a part of periodic review and voted on by council in June and December of 2016. Stage three is a part of the comprehensive plan, but was not necessarily a part of that process. In March of 2018, some minor amendments to this stage were proposed by Commissioner Fritz related to automated vehicle policies, which were approved by the council vote, and this will be your second reading and vote on that for the resolution and the ordinance to complete the TSP update and finalize TSP 3. So a yes vote will implement the changes proposed. I just wanted to say on sort of a little bit of a personal note, possibly emotional note, we'll find out as I read it. The comprehensive plan, the TSP, and the Portland plan has been over 10 years and over half of my career at the City of Portland. I started working on this in earnest when my son was 3, and he's now just turned 13. This plan leads the building of the future for him, his cohorts, and his descendants, not just for me, current voters, or current community members. It is a forward-looking document that reflects the changes to Portland within the years it was developed and the changes to come. The policy shifts in the use of the right-of-way as public and shared space, the inclusion of trails, context-sensitive design and pattern areas, the emphasis on safety, and the emphasis on equity and inclusion are obviously positive and important additions to our policies and goals. Our commitment and policy changes to include all Portlanders and users of the transportation system in decision-making and in development of policies and projects reflects and celebrates the changes in our city. I look forward to collaborating with my colleagues on the implementation and integration of these policies into PBOT's strategic plan, our work plans, our codes, and our way of thinking. Much of this work will be led and implemented by newer faces than mine at PBOT, colleagues that I am confident will lead the city well and be excellent stewards of the TSP. Thank you.
Well very said, good. And thank you for all your work on this.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. So if there's nothing more, I'll call the roll on item 521. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
This has been an epic process. Thank you to you and all of your cohorts. Thanks to former Commissioner Steve Novick and Leah Treat and all the work that they've done. And actually a massive number of people throughout the bureaus. It's not just the Transportation Bureau. It really does tie everything together because the streets are our public realm, and I'm very proud of this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Also proud to vote aye. Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you.
Please call the roll on 522, Carla.
Fish.
Yeah. Aye.
I forgot.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Ordinance is adopted.
Great.
Thank you for your great work.